Thursday the 11th of June, Yud-Heh Sivan, Rabbi Yossi David, Zmanei Tefillah, Volume 3.
After discussing with you the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which I think it makes a big difference to how to make a lot of calculations, and also last time we discussed the argument between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush, as to how to calculate the hours in the day, what's regarded as day and night, as far as the hours of Chazal, the 12 hours, whether to split them between Netz and Shkia, or to Alois and Tzeisa Kochovim. And we brought that most poskim seem to hold, the earlier poskim seem to hold, that like you calculate from Alois until Tzeisa Kochovim. However, there's a difficulty here. How do we calculate, according to the Trumas Hadesh, in the day? How do we split the 12 hours? I'm not going now to a calculation of when is Alois HaShachar, because it seems to be quite a lot of opinions between 16 degrees before the sun comes out, or 18. However, there seems to be a big argument with some poskim or some people who calculated Zmanim, seems to have ignored an opinion which is quite relevant to what we discussed. Up to when do we consider the day as being daytime? What Tzeisai Kochovim? What stars coming out? Our Tzeisai Kochovim, which is the Goenim Tzeisai Kochovim, which is the realistic Tzeisai Kochovim. You go out and you look for three stars and you find them, i.e. Mitzvah Shabbos, what we keep today. Or do we go by Rabbeinu Tam's Tzeisai Kochovim? So I saw Tikuchinsky in his Luach. Tikuchinsky was a amazing Talmud Chochem who lived in the previous generation, and he was Masada the Luchas in Eretz Yisrael, and he for years was calculating from Alois HaShachar, from dawn until Tzeisai Kochovim of the Goenim, which is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia Zmanias, or if you're in Europe it's a bit later, but you go out and you see whether the stars are there or not. Yeah. Until he writes in his sefer, he writes that after years he discussed it with Shmuel Salant and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, and he came to a different conclusion. He says that although we don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam of 72 minutes, because then stars have come out, more than stars, all the stars have come out already after Tlat Rav Emil, after three quarters of mil. So what's the 72 minutes? No, since the Gemara Pesachim says that just like you have before Netz 4 mil, you have to have 4 mil after Shkia. So therefore, even though you don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu, the Gemara Pesachim says you have to have 4 mil, you have to have 72 minutes after Shkia. So if you go by our opinion, the Goenim's opinion, then where are the 72 minutes after Shkia? So he decided that although the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam gave his opinion about what's called Nacht, yeah? However, when it comes to the calculation, we follow the Gemara Pesachim, that you have to add on 72 minutes before Netzachama and 72 minutes after Shkia, like Rabbeinu Tam, as far as the calculation goes. Although, after 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael anyway, it's night l'chol ha'deir, I mean, akunt goinim, you can even take out Shabbos, but when it comes to the calculation, you include another 59 minutes about, yeah, roughly, to make up for the 4 mil of Rabbeinu Tam, and you include it in the day, which is very, very hard, difficult to understand. If you hold the Tzeisa Kochomim as night, how come Chazal included them in the 12 hours of the day?
The baby's born between the 13 and a half minutes.
No, it won't make a difference. Halachically, nightfall is Tzeisai Kochovim. No dispute about that. We're not going by Rabbeinu Tam. But when you come to calculate the day, Sofzman, Kirshema, Chatzoris, all other calculations, day is from 72 minutes before Netzachama to 72 minutes after Shkia. Very weird. That means you're including proper night into your 12 hours in the day. If Tikuchinsky follows that, and apparently someone found it a bit questionable, because he writes, he discussed it with Rav Shmuel Salanter, and he kept on doing the Luach until the year of Tafresh Peites. He kept on doing the old calculation. So if he discussed with Rav Shmuel Salanter and he changed it, it should have been 20 years before that. Rav Shmuel Salanter died in Tafresh Samach Tes. Yeah? So someone questions that. So could be he discussed it, but he only carried it out because it made a big noise in its soul. You're changing for the minute. What do you mean? Now the big difficulty which Tikhuchinsky had, and Meir Posen brings it in the Sefer as well, is that if you're going to calculate according to our Tzitzak, I'm sorry for confusing, yeah, I know it's first thing in the morning to start calculating, but, just a bit slowly we'll go, yeah? The Tlat, if you go by 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, by Tzitzak Kohovim, and you, that's the day, 12 hours, so Tikhuchinsky had a very big difficulty, and Meir Posen brings it in the Sefer as well. The Gemara says that midday, Chama Barosh Kol Adam. Yeah? And also the Gemara in Yuma says that when you're makriv, the time of Tomid is when the sun starts giving shade. Now if we calculate according to what we're saying, up to the Geonim Tzitzak Kohovim, so you're pulling on one side 72 minutes or more, but on the other side you're only giving 13 and a half minutes. So the middle of the day is not exactly the middle of the day. It'll be half an hour before. Chatzos will be half an hour to an hour before the midday which we have. So it can't be the same. So that's why it changes the shit, yeah? And that's why the Rav Tikhuchinsky and Meir Posen hold that you have to, although we don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam, but you have to drag the hours of the day into Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, we agree to you, Rabbeinu Tam, that as far as calculating how long the day is, we're going to drag in until 72 minutes after Shkia. Now the truth is, there's two great Gedolim, I don't know whether they saw it or not, but it's both done others for him. One is called the Ginat Vadim, Rabbeinu Avraham Alevi, was an Av based in the Mitzrayim about roughly 300 years ago. Mari Faraji, sounds well Sfadi, yeah. They wrote to each other, and they had these same questions, but they didn't dare to change the calculation. They had the difficulty and they questioned about the Gemara and Psochim, but they didn't change it. Each one gave his own understanding toward that, but they didn't change it. So we are left in a, and I haven't seen many luchos today who calculate according to that. And there's big differences, we'll soon see. We're going to go through the Zmanim of Tfilah a bit, and we're going to see there might be a big difference to this calculation as to up to when you can pray Mariv at night. Yeah? But before we do that, let's try and give a little understanding, a little answer. Try and give an answer. Could be that when the Gemara speaks about the sun being above our heads at Chatzos, and the sun being above our Chatzisheva, what the Gemara says, since the Gemara there relates clearly to the sun, so we'll ignore Alois to Tzitzak Kohovim. We'll ignore that. Then we'll go like the Levush, like the Gaon of Vilna, that the Gemara is relating to the way the sun. So the Gemara is talking about the hours of the sun. The Gemara is talking from Netzach Hama to Shkia. So therefore we can answer simply, I mean, it leaves us with a bit of a difficulty, but you can give Bedoichak an answer that the Gemara there relates to the Mahalach of the sun, not to day and night. So therefore, according to the sun, midday it's above our heads. But according to Alois and Tzeis, it's not like that. However, I saw, interestingly, Ben Yishai ignores it totally, and he brings Chatzos half an hour before. To daven Mincha half an hour after that, even though it's not Rosh Kol Adam. So anyway, we're not going into that. But the difficulty which Rameh Posen goes through is, he says, fine, we'll calculate from Alois to the Tzeisah Kochavim of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah? What is difficulty? So now we've dragged the day really, really long, 72 minutes after Shkia. So now when we tell you to daven by Plag Mincha, to accept Shabbos Plag Mincha, how much is Plag Mincha? 1 1/4 hours before Nacht, before night. So if you're calculating the day, the 12 hours of the day, from Alois to Rabbeinu Tam, Tzitzak Kohovim, you calculate 1 1/4 hours before Tzitzak Kohovim, I don't think it'll be, there won't be a day where it'll be, Shkia will be beforehand. So that means people accept Shabbos after Shkia, Chas v'Shalom. So Meir Posen is left with a difficulty, yeah? And he writes in his own name, he has in Sefer. Therefore, when it comes to Plag Mincha, we'll hop to the Gol Mivilna, to the Levush, that we calculate the day from Netzach Hamor to Shkir. So when you do 1.25 hours, it's before Shkir. He says, because if not, it's Dovah Shalonit and Amel. You can't say such a thing. They should wait for Shkir to accept Shabbos. It's been a Shmosh already, Shkir, according to the Goyim. So therefore he hops over to the other Shita, just for Plag Mincha, which is, I think it's very difficult to understand. I mean, you have to be consistent. You can't, because according to what we said in the first year about Pshat and Abinutam, about the 4 mil of after Shkir, that they don't begin by sunset of the whole ball going down, and that the Shkir begins once the ball is still in front of us, of the sun. Well, Guf HaShemesh is still in front of us, it hasn't got no power, gives no rays. Then you start counting Dalit Milim, then we've got no difficulty. We have the difficulty of Chatzos, but we haven't got the difficulty of 1.25 hours before Nacht. Because this Dalit Milim, which we want to calculate, it began already before our Shkir. We said there's 2 Shkirs, and we explained the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such thing as Rabbeinu Tam, we tried to say. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean to argue with the Rishonim. We proved it from the Meiri. The Meiri clearly brings Rabbeinu Tam's Shita as the first Shkir being whilst the sun is still above. You can still see it, just it's beginning to go down. And the second Shkir is when it's fully down. That's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. If that's the case, we've got no difficulty. So it makes a whole difference in calculation. I haven't seen many luchos who calculate according to that. Yeah, it would be very unpractical because Sof Zman Kriya Shema will be very early. Yeah, but what can we do? You have to be realistic. Even if it's unpractical. Halacha is halacha. Anyway, a lot of poskim hold like the Gaon, that you calculate from Netzach Hamor to Shkir, and it seems to be that the Minhag HaOlam is, when it comes to the timings, we're more lenient, so we tend to be Samech on the Gaon Mivilna. So that's as far as the Zmanim is. Now the differences would be, obviously, the first difference would be to Sof Zman Kriya Shema, yeah? I just want to, I know it may sound a bit simple, but I want to discuss with you the inyonim of Sof Zman Kriya Shema, yeah? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua says, you can read Kriya Shema until 3 hours into the day. Why? Sheken derech b'nei melochim lamoid b'shorosh. Yeah? The way of b'nei melochim is to get up 3 hours into the day. You all know the Esh Lavrom, but she wants to say that Am Yisrael nevim b'nei nevim, the Gemara says. So therefore, whenever he walks into the shul and he sees the tzibur davening shachris, whatever time they're davening, that's zman tefillah. Yeah? That means zman tefillah, v'shoch v'chav kumecha, it's got to do with people getting up. That means zman chazal, it was 3 hours into the day, b'nei melochim. Today, b'nei melochim, maybe you get chatzos. Yeah? Things have changed. So the Eshna Avraham Botel writes that, it's very, very peculiar. You see, his raya is so... It's an interesting raya. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim. He says, when they didn't know how to bring the knife on Erev Pesach, which fell on Shabbos, so they didn't know what the halacha is. He said, "Halachlem le'Yisrael ibenu nevim bnei nevim." I don't know what. And all of them came with a knife in between the wool of the sheep. Yeah, the shalom is meila, not whether it's. So they won't magdish until they got into the base magdish. But he says, if that's the case. Nowadays, what can we do? Everybody gets up late. You go to the shul, there's a minion at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. What happened to Zman Kriya Shema? So he says, no, imenim nevim, bnei nevim, imen, and whatever time they get up, that's time of Kriya Shema. Tzav of Kumecha. I haven't seen it written in any place. No one holds like that, obviously. We are bound, and we have to understand why. The truth is, it's not so. If the Mishnah brings bnei melochim as a raya, that it's still Zman Kima, so the Lechayra should change nowadays. Yeah? And the truth is our question wasn't discussed in the poskim because electricity only came along how much? 50 years ago, 100 years ago maximum. Who had electricity 400 years ago? So it's a new problem which has come. Nowadays we've turned the night to day and the day to night. Yeah? With the electricity. So maybe today's Malkima will change. We can't change to what Chazal has said. It needs understanding, but that's what we're not going to discuss that today. But, however, the Mishnah says, you can say Kriya Shema up to 3 hours into the day. Why she can't terech b'nei melochim to get up? Now, by the way, it's only bedieved. Lechatchila, the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Shnos Eliyahu of the Gaon Mivilna, and Mishnah writes clearly that up to 3 hours is only Bediyeved. Lechatchila, a person should try and read before Netzach Hama. Sure. Before 4:43, yeah? That's Lechatchila. The rest is Bediyeved. So, unfortunately, most of us are Bediyeved didn't, and we have to, how do you say, compromise with the part of Europe we are living in, yeah? The Tosfos Yom Tov asks an interesting question. What do you mean? All of a sudden we go shopping, we say we're Bnei Melachim? We know two places in Shas where there's a machlokes in the Mishnah whether we are Bnei Melachim or not, and we paskin we're not regarded as Bnei Melachim as far as Allah is concerned. For instance, the Mishnah discusses with on Shabbos you can put shemen vered, some oil, rose oil, on your body. So there's one shita in the Mishnah which says you're allowed to. Why? Because Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Melachim are Mefunokim, and he puts him abroad. So it's also for healthy people. It's not a problem. So you can do it on Shabbos as well. Anoint yourself. Halacha is not like that. You're not allowed to. Another thing is the Mishnah brings in the 18th parak of Shabbos. The Mishnah speaks about whether you're allowed to move pieces of glass. Shivas chuchis. Yeah. So the Mishnah, why should you be able to move? The Gemara says, why should you be able to move? So he says, why? Because it's fitting for Na'amiot. There's certain types of animals which eat even glass. Yeah? Usually they say ostriches eat everything. They can eat glass as well. So it's not Mukta and Shabbos. So he says, who grows these type of animals? Who brings them up in the... He says, Bnei Melachim! He says, Halacha is not like that. So why all of a sudden when it comes to Kirshma, we're all too late, we run to Bnei Melachim and ask him, what time do they get up? Well, we're not Bnei Melachim, really. Let's be realistic. We're not. What? So it's not my question, yeah? This is to ask. It says here, it says, in the Mishnah it says of Kumecha. Here, the Torah clearly says of Kumecha is Man Kima. And since amongst Am Yisrael, amongst people there are Bnei Melachim, so you can still call it Zman Kima. Fine, he asks the question. The Rashba asks a stronger question. He says, if that's the case, that for the Ufkumecha, yeah, for the time of getting up, we go and ask the Bnei Melachim what time they get up, and we say they still lie in bed, yeah, they're still sleeping until 3 hours into the day, yeah? So if that's the case, you should be able to say Kirshma of the night as well. Why? Sil b'shochvecha. Huh? Good question, huh? The Rashba and the Ramban ask it. The Ramban gives one answer, the Rashba gives it. The Ramban says, Ad Shalashot Bnei Melachim get up, they're awake straight away. What, do you need more sleep than us? Well, they work harder. You go to sleep later? No, no, they go to sleep later, so why should they get up later? He says, no, they have nothing to do. So therefore, they lie in bed, but they're awake. So Zman Shkima you can't call it, says Ramban. But Zman Kima you can still call it because they haven't got out of bed. They're lying in bed, breakfast in bed. So we can still call it of Kubecha. The Rashba doesn't like that so much. The Rashba says that Beshochvecha of Kumecha is just to symbolize what's day and what's night. Yeah? So as far as day is concerned, you could say of Kumecha is called Zman Shadam, is Man Kima. But to call of Kumecha, which is day really, to call it night, that's that you can't do such a thing, says Rashba. So therefore, the Rashba leaves it at that. Yeah? By the way, what happens if someone forgets to say Kirshma? Forget the Kirshma. Davening we all know. Davening is Tashlumin. What about Kirshma? The Shulchan Aruch brings an argument. 2 days. He brings a machlokes whether there's Tashlumim, whether you can make up compensation, or I said an opportunity. Don't tell us what to call it. It's not a punishment. It's an opportunity to daven again or to say Kirshma again. Do we have a Kirshma like davening or not? Is it like davening? So the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 opinions in Shulchan Aruch and leaves it as a machlokes. The Gaon tends to say there's no Tashlumim. Because the Gemara seems to say the reason why by Tefillah there's Tashlumim, because Tefillah is Rachamim. Yeah, you can ask for mercy anytime. Rachamim. But Kirshma has no mercy. It's a Kirshma. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a divrei Torah. So he says there's no Tashlumim, but however he doesn't understand what's troubling the Shulchan Aruch. What's wrong if a person will say twice Kirshma? It's divrei Torah. Yeah, say it again. No problem with that. So he's left with that. Yeah? Now, this is what we want to talk about. The brachas of Kirshma, are they connected to the Kirshma or not? People wake up a bit late sometimes. And they want to know whether they're going to daven late, should they say the brachas of Kriyat Shema or not. So the Rosh brings the sofik. He doesn't know. The Rosh brings three tzedodim. Should we say brachas of Kriyat Shema only up to the time of Gimel Shos of Kriyat Shema? Or shall we say brachas of Kriyat Shema or like a tefillah, like davening? And davening, we know that according to Rabbi Yehuda is only up to 4 hours. We'll soon discuss that. What time? What's the latest time to daven? And the third thing might be all day. You can say brachas of Kriyat Shema. The Rosh brings Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon holds that you can only say brachas of Kriyat Shema up to 4 hours into the day. Depends how you calculate, from Neit to Shkia or from Alois to Tesa Kochovim. But you can only say up to 4 hours into the day, like Rav Yehuda, like the Gemara says, Taniyah Bechirta, since in Adius, it brings Rav Yehuda's opinion, so Aloch is like Rav Yehuda, and a person can only say brachas of Kriyat Shema only up to 4 hours, like Zman, because Rav Hai Gaon compares it to davening. He says it's not like Kriyat Shema. The brachas of Kriyat Shema are tefillah. So therefore you can say it up to 4 hours, although Kriyat Shema you only yoytze up to 3 hours. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds a person can say brachas of Kriyat Shema all day long. All day long. So you have to cover us on Machus Shemaim. You can say brachas of Kriyat Shema all day long. There was a Rav called the Mishkan of Yaakov. Yeah? The Mishaburo quotes, he was a Yaakov Shol, and he was out based in of Karlin, and he brings to say up to Chatzos. He says, wait a minute. Sofzman Tfila, the person Bedievet, we'll soon discuss that, can say Kirshma until when? Can say Tfila until when? Until midday! Until Chatzos! So why shouldn't you be able to say the brachas of Kirshma until midday? The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, although he says usually there's a rule of Safek Brachos Le'akel, he seems to be machriya that if someone accidentally couldn't make it, accidentally, not b'shia, b'oynes, he couldn't make it, he should be able to say the Brachos of Kriyat Shema, only b'oynes, up to midday, because he found the Ma'aril, which a Ma'aril says b'oynes, you can say it all day. So let's take the Mishkan Es Yaakov up to midday, and say Brachos of Kriyat Shema until then. Yeah?
Limit at all.
What?
Why should be a limit at all?
Yeah, but the brachas have nothing to do with the Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim. Say Shema and that's it. Well, why say the brachas? Fine. Yeah, the Rambam holds like you. Yeah, it's not there. I'm not... Yeah? And the argument must be whether it's connected to either Tefillah or Kriyat Shema, or it's not connected to any of them. It's brachas, it's Birchas HaShvach. You can say it so long as it's still daylight.
Yes, because you say
Yitzhak Moyers
as well.
Exactly, daylight.
Morning,
because the
could say Shema again.
Say you're thanking Hashem for the Moyers. It's there. It's still there. It's still daylight.
Huh? You could say Shema again.
Yeah, Shema, you should say it any time, but you're not Yitzhak Moyers. It's not...
It could be because
Shema,
there is a limit. That's
the
possible limit.
Yeah, you say, well, there should be a limit.
Yeah,
but not to the brachas. Not to the brachas. The bracha has nothing to do with the kumecha. That's where the argument is. Halacha the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rosh, like Rav Hai Gaon, that up to 4 hours the person can say the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Yeah, I want you to Kabbalah a bit. Yeah, the Ben Ish Chai wants to give. He says that since according to the Rizal, according to the Zohar, it's very important the brachas of Kriyat Shema. It can affect the rest of the davening of the day. So he holds that when there's a machlokes in pshat, you can use the Kabbalah to be machreya on either side, even if it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So you've got the Kabbalah following a bit the Rambam, so join it to the Rambam and go by it. Anyway, yeah, that's not our discussion, the Kabbalah, yeah? Now, end time of davening Shachris. When is the last time you can daven Shachris? So we know it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, but the person can daven up to midday, or up to 4 shows. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And it's very interesting. If we hold halacha as like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can daven up to 4 hours into the day, so how come the Shulchan Aruch brings that a person who didn't daven up to 4 hours, and seems to be even bepshir, yeah, he can daven up to chatzos? But we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya bebechir tzak Rabbi Yehuda. In Adius it says clearly halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. You know what the Rosh says? It says, when you have a machloikas, when you have an argument, you try and minimize as much as you can the machloikas. We want to minimize as much as we can. We've got no raya, why make him machlokes? There's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomi with the Kindam in Shachrit until 4 or until midday. So he says, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a person can daven up to midday. Just he's lost the schar tefillah bizman no. It's not called you've daven and it's right time. So now we've made minimize the machlokes. There isn't such a big argument to Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim whether you can daven at all after 4 hours or not. Both agree you can daven. Just Rabbi Yehuda holds that from 4 hours onwards you've lost the schar tefillah bizman, which means a lot. Yeah,
four
you'll have a different.
4 hours from
where? Oh, 4 hours from where? It depends on our original argument. Whether you hold like the Gaon Mivilna, or whether you hold like the Magen Avraham. Whether you calculate the day from dawn or from sunrise. 4 hours falls. Everything is Shor Zmanias. The Persha Mishnayas, the Rambam and Shuvos Per Hador said everything is Shor Zmanias, unlike the Yavits. And one of us told me, right, it should be Shor Shavos. Because if not, the Gemara should say until quarter of the day, third of the day. Why didn't the Gemara say that? So it must be Shor Shavos. That every time it's 1 hour exactly, 3 hours, exactly 3 hours, no matter winter, summer. Yeah? The Yavits holds like that. And one of us for him, he contradicts himself, huh? But seems to be, a few Achronim hold like that. You go Shor Shavos. We don't hold like that. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnas wrote clearly, and the Rambam in Shuvos Per Hador wrote clearly, and the Shoyim hold that you go by Shor Zmanias. So you have to calculate according to the length of the day and divide the day to 12. Yeah?
From when?
Again. The Tumas Edeshen, or you hold like the Levush and the Gaon Mivilna, whether you go from sunrise or you go from Alois. Yeah? Let's be practical. I think we tend to go like the...
What do we pass?
Do you want me to cut things? I'll tell you what we pass tonight. If it comes to the Raisa, you have to be Machmir. You should be particular to calculate from the earlier time. Something the Raisa and the Chumra. When it comes to Tefillah the Rabbanan, actually can be make like the Gaon Mivilna, like the Levush. Makes sense, no?
Depends on the
Shtibel,
no?
No? Depends on the Shtibel. Yeah, we'll soon discuss about the Shtibel, about the fact that the Lechatchila daven after Shkia of the Goyim, which is very difficult to understand. You should know it's not Lechatchila at all that. I'm showing him right clearly against that. But I don't know. You know they've got their own view on Rabbeinu Tam, and they ignore totally the Goyim. However, a person should try and daven for Shkia. You haven't yet got to Mincha, yeah? I hope that we should get to Mincha, but Mincha time will be there. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Kiva Higa has a nice question. So we've just said that a person can daven Shachris until Chatzois. However, Tefillah Bizmano, Tefillah in its time, it's only up to 4 hours. Now we know that Loch is if someone accidentally forgot, not Bipshia, accidentally forgot to daven Mariv, or forgot to daven, and he's got a Shlumim. He's got an opportunity to daven again. Yeah, always look at the positives. He's got an opportunity to daven again. It's not a punishment. It's an opportunity to say tefillah again. What happens here now? It says Rabbi Kiva Higa, if I couldn't to Rabbi Huda, that's what we hold by, Schar tefillah bizmano is only up to 4 hours. After that, it's a type of tefillah, but it's not bizmano. The halacha is tashlumim, you can only do at the time of the tefillah. Now what's considered the time of tefillah shachris? Up to 4 hours, because that tefillah bizmano, or we say since you can daven shachris up to chatzot, it should be the time of davening. Rabbi Kiva Higa seems to hold, up to 4 hours you can have tashlumim. If you accidentally got up, two accidents. You forgot to daven Maariv, and you accidentally got up after 4 hours into the day, and it's before Chatzos, according to Rabbi Kiva Higa, you've lost your tashlumim. Even though you're going to daven Shachris now, because it's not Iker Tefillah Bizmano. The takan of Chachomi to make tashlumim is joined to the Tefillah Bizmano. That's where Rabbi Kiva Higa holds. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Derech HaChaim, if I'm not mistaken, yeah? Derech HaChaim says that if you're still oisik with Tefillah, he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva Higa. I think it's Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, if I'm not mistaken, yeah? Who, they wrote to each other, Rabbi Kiva Higa and Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim writes, and Mishnah brings his maskana, that if you're still davening shachris, even if it's up to midday, yeah, you can still daven to shlumim. If it's be'oinus, yeah? But you took my be'oinus.
You forgot mincha, you don't marry later on, after Zman. Tashlumim is after
Zvamim. Yeah, this is after. I forgot Mariv. I'm davening Tashlumim. Now Tashlumim, the Takan of Tashlumim was only at the time of the next davening. So what's the time of the next davening? Up to 4 hours? Up to midday? That's our discussion now. So Kiva Higa wants to say it's up to 4 hours. Okay. Now, We're going on to Zman Mincha now. Zman Mincha starts from, obviously again, we're going to ask, Zman Mincha seems to be that everybody holds that you go from Netz to Shkia. Everybody holds you go by the real Chatzos, the Tzama Beresh Kol Adam. Although I've got an understanding, according to another opinion, it could be that the sun begins to get on top of Rosh Kol Adam, that's already called Chatzos. It doesn't literally mean it's above the whole ball of the sun, and slightly it's getting above people's head, yeah? But we all hold the Chatzos as midday, the proper midday of the sun. Yeah? The Malach of the sun. Only half an hour after midday a person can daven Mincha, that's because of lack of clarity. Yeah? Not because you can't daven Mincha beforehand because it's not the time of Mincha. Time of Mincha is time of Mincha from midday onwards. Yeah? But since we don't know when midday is, they give it half an hour to make sure until the walls start giving shade. Yeah? The Gemara brings a pasuk to it. Now, there's an interesting argument between the Rambam and the Rosh, seems to be Rosh and Rashi, as to when a person should daven Mincha. Should he daven as soon as he has an opportunity to daven Mincha, half an hour after midday, Mincha Gedoyla, daven Mincha straight away. Rashi seems to hold, you're titled a Poishea if you have an opportunity to daven Mincha and you leave it till later. Where does Rashi say that? The Gemara has a doubt. What happens if you go to a time of Mincha and you haven't davened Musaf yet? What should you daven first? The Yochid, you should daven Mincha first. Yeah? You know, Rashi gives his own reason why. He says, you're called a Poishea already for Musaf. You want to be called a Poishea also for Mincha? So Rekive Ige has a little sign there. He says, I am Daf Mem Dalet in Brochas. And if you have a look there, so he says, don't worry. The title Poishea is not so bad. Rashi there says Poishea means an Atzel, a lazy person. Yeah? You're called a lazy person. Time for Mincha has come. You want to be called a lazy person for Mincha? You've been called for Musaf already. You had all morning. Now you want to be called for Mincha also a lazy person. Don't do that. So according to Rashi and the Rosh, seems to be that you can have a Mincha G'doyle L'chatchila. The Rambam holds, since Mincha is equivalent to the afternoon Tomid, Ben Arbaim, the afternoon Tomid, the second Tomid, was only bought 9.5 hours into the day. Again, depends on how you calculate, yeah? Zman Mincha is only 9.5, that's called Mincha Ktana. 9.5. According to the Rambam, if someone davens before 9.5 hours into the day, it's Bedieve. It's not a Lechatchila Mincha. Why? He says, although it's time of Mincha already, from half an hour after Chatzos, and once every few years, they used to bring the Korban Tomid as early as that. When was that? When Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to roast the Korban Pesach at night, it's Shabbos. So they had to cook it, roast it before Nacht. So they had to bring the Tomid very early, because the Pesach was supposed to be bought after the Tomid. Yeah? So they needed more time. So he says, equivalent to once every few years, we don't have a Mincha, according to the normal time of the Tomid. The normal time of the Tomid, 9.5 hours into the day, that's what he holds. Now up to when a person can daven Mincha, this is what I want to discuss and we'll conclude with that. I'm not going over time. There seems to be a little argument.
Charles Manis, it's
alright. Charles Manis. Some of them, yeah? So the Mishabura tends to say there's an argument you can daven Mincha until Nacht or until Shkir. Yeah? The argument the Mishabura holds boils down to the argument between the Gaon Mivilna and the Magen Avraham. Whether you calculate the day from Alois to Tzeis or you calculate the day from Netz to Shkir. Because if you calculate the day from Netz to Shkia, says the Mishnah Berurah, then your 12 hours of day, which Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven 1.25 hours before night, yeah, Mariv, end of Akun to Chachomim at the end of the 12th hour, which is Shkia. So Akun to the goal, you shouldn't be able to daven Mincha after Shkia. But Akun to most Achronim, you can daven Mincha until the night, so does the Shulchan Aruch hold, so does the Ramah hold. And Bezal Hashem, in future we'll discuss more.